Hello and welcome to the debate right here at Press TV. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Tension continues to rise in the Persian Gulf country of Bahrain as demonstrators continue to protest what they call a repressive and corrupt regime of the Al Khalifa. Now, the monarchy-led government has stripped 72 Bahrainis of their citizenship because of what is being called anti-government activities. How does a country strip its nationals of its citizenship? And why is even handing out a flyer seen as a threat to this regime? With this type of activity becoming regularly occurring, will the Al Khalifa regime survive this movement as their Western allies stay silent?
The crackdown continues on anti-regime protests in Bahrain, but to no avail. In their latest efforts to put out dissent in the Persian Gulf Kingdom, security forces have attacked demonstrators, demanding the release of imprisoned opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. This placard addressed to the regime forces reads, "You will get exhausted, but we won't." Demonstrations against the Al Khalifa dynasty have shown no sign of abating ever since they began in mid-February 2011. And they are taking place on a daily basis, with protesters having a core demand, the release of political prisoners, particularly Sheikh Salman. The leader of Al-Wafaq, the main opposition movement, is on trial for allegedly seeking to overthrow the regime. In what might be called the harshest sentence for dissidents in the kingdom, a court has stripped 72 political activists of their citizenship. The activists have been convicted of, quote, harming the interests of Bahrain. Some of those activists whose citizenship has been revoked are outside Bahrain. One is a British-based blogger and activist, Ali Abdul Imam, who condemned the move on Twitter, saying, "The ruler of Bahrain revoked my citizenship today without a court, any charges or clear evidence of why." Previous citizenship revocations in recent years have been strongly condemned by human rights groups.
This is quite sad, and it's not the first time it's happening. The Human Rights Watch has confirmed that more than 200 people only recently, a few months ago, were arrested and their citizens revoked, and they were put in prisons. Some of over about 200 were put in prisons accused of terrorist activities, and then 70 were put into lifetime in prisons.
Al-Wafaq has condemned the latest withdrawal of nationality, calling it a weapon used by the regime to punish opponents. The Bahraini regime has received assistance from Saudi Arabia in its crackdown on the popular uprising. As a result, scores of people have been killed since 2011, while thousands of others have been arrested and put on trial. The crackdown has been condemned by rights groups, but there have been no condemnation or effort by Bahrain's Western allies, such as the US and Britain, to find a solution to the crisis.
Of course, America is sort of supporting the Bahraini government, and we have to realize that America has to stop doing this, and so does the British government has to stop this and start taking serious action and follow what's happening with the human rights surveys. There is not enough what is being done in the West, and I think there has to be more awareness of everyday activities of malicious attacks against the Shia community in Bahrain. So perhaps it is time for Americans and the British and, of course, the West to react now and stop these atrocities which are happening continuously day in, day out.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program. Out of London, Mr. Jalal Fairuz, former Bahraini opposition MP. And out of Beirut, Mr. Jihad Morakadeh, international consultant. Thank you both for being with us. Let's start this off in Beirut with Mr. Morakadeh. When you look at the situation, how can a country actually strip its nationals of citizenship?
From what I understand, there is a law that was passed in 2013 by the Bahraini government allowing this kind of thing, which is to strip somebody from his citizenship. This law has been taken on the ground of security concerns and people plotting against the government or to overthrow the government. In this regard, I would like to add that although there are some 50 people who are living outside of Bahrain, there are still 22 people who've been stripped of their citizenship living in Bahrain. But these people also include Sunnis like Sheikh Ali bin Ali, who is a Daesh militant and supporter and a theoretician, as well as Shias. So the point of the 72 is very clear, or the point of revoking the citizenship is very clear, which is those who are at, who are threatening the security of Bahrain and the stability of Bahrain. It is difficult not to agree with this.
Well, let's cross over to London. Mr. Fairuz, your perspective, is it difficult to not to agree with actually revoking the citizenship of one's own people? Your take on it all?
Well, the laws will be very easier to make in Bahrain's case because there is nothing called a popular parliament. The laws are being made by the government, by the royal family. And as the BICI, the Bassiouni International Committee has said, and also the United Nations Human Rights Committee or the Commissioner of Human Rights have said that the laws in Bahrain are not fair, and there is no independent judiciary system in Bahrain. These laws are just being fabricated to fit the government. The people who are in Bahrain and they have been stripped of their nationalities, they should have been taken to court. They should have been interrogated if they have committed any crime. Lots of them, they have never ever been calling for overthrow of the government. They are part of the reformist branch of the opposition. There is no sense of stripping their nationalities. For example, myself, I have been a member of the parliament, and just when I was invited in London, I was stripped of my nationality without any questions asked. They could have taken me to court. I have never ever been subjected to any thing against, harmful, very harmful against the government. I've been calling for human rights. What is going on in Bahrain is just what the Human Rights Watch have said, that the Bahraini regime is just using its judicial branch to revenge from the people,
okay,
to just take action without any justification.
Well,
really,
let me get Mr. Morakati in on this. What about that, Mr. Morakati? It would appear that in any country, a citizen should have the right actually to a fair trial. How is it that many of these individuals were never given an opportunity to speak for themselves about what they had been charged with, if they had been charged with anything?
It is difficult for me, not being a Bahraini, to be able to comment on the stripping of citizenship law that was passed in Bahrain and why people were allowed or were not allowed to appear in court. What I can say, however, is that this whole process has been started, or the Bahraini government has been led to this process of stripping people of their citizenship as a result of serious threats against the stability of Bahrain. Now, we could all agree or disagree on whether the Bahrain regime is fair or unfair. However, one cannot but agree that the stability of the country that all Bahrainis live in, and here I include the Shias as well, because you may know that not all the Shias have a similar attitude to Sheikh Ali Salman, for example, because there are plenty of Shias who belong to the merchant classes in Bahrain and who do not agree with Sheikh Ali Salman, while some may do. So basically what I'm trying to say here is that there is a process that was started by the Bahraini opposition. The Crown Prince in Bahrain tried to find some common ground with the Bahraini opposition, led by Sheikh Ali Salman and Al-Wifaq, in order to be able to get them to agree to participate in the parliamentary election. And the gentleman in London may be able more to elaborate on this point, because he was a parliamentarian himself. Why they did not agree? Because in my opinion, they asked for too much, too quickly, and this is why probably the talks fell through.
All right, well, let's turn to London, Mr. Fairuz. Of course, this ladies' uprising has been going on since 2011. Our guest in Beirut is saying that the Bahraini people wanted too much, too quickly. Your take on this whole situation, do you think, as he said that the why the elections were boycotted, can you expand on that, why the opposition chose that they did not feel that they would get a fair deal?
Well, first of all,